We're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. It is LCCC Coaches Show Day, brought to you by Laramie County Community College. And up first, Brian Artmeyer, who will be joined here in a little bit by Haley Anderson, the freshman from Clearfield, Utah. And we will get a chance to chat with her. Coach, first off, for those that didn't tune in last night, again, got to hold home court. In Region 9 play, you did so. It was a battle last night with the Lady Rustlers. And to their credit, four ladies that were on the floor with four fouls, and they still were going hard after it until, one by one they started fouling out towards the end of the game. But I'll tell you what, that one was a nail-biter. And we kid with you at times, and even Coach Ficco, this is where you guys make the big bucks. But I'll tell you what, key timeouts that you had to call, key plays that were made, key fouls called at the right time.
Exactly. And, I said it last night in the pregame and after the game. Game plan was to get out, push the pace, push the tempo, see if we could get some of their guards in foul trouble, trying to wear them out and getting them to reach. And sure enough, we were able to draw, fouls on the right people at the right time. So, in that respect, we were able to kind of get them to fall into what we were trying to do game plan wise. But to their credit, they're a good squad. It's hard to believe that they are 0-3 so far in our region play, and they've lost some close games too. And you look to their non-conference, they've lost to some really good teams as well. So for us, it was a great win. Considering missing starting point guard, there's always a chance for a rhythm, to kind of lose some rhythm with something like that happen. But we had girls step up. They played really well together and got the job done.
Picking up the slack, Ariel Stevenson off the bench. Jukia had another solid performance, a young lady that we're going to talk to in a little bit. Haley also stepped up, too, and can some big three-pointers for LCCC. I thought one key play was Ariel late in the fourth quarter where she went to the bucket, actually took herself underneath the standard to throw it up, but drew the foul and actually fouled out. I think it was Latou.
Yeah, and that was a huge play, and that's why we kept saying push the ball, push the ball, push the ball. And we knew that you could see there in the first quarter she had a tendency to try and, she was trying to block every shot and got her in foul trouble early, and then again was tried to make that play to get the block there late. And, Ariel did a great job of attacking the rim and getting to the free throw line.
Talk about, at least in that contest early on, it had a little reminiscing of what we saw up in Casper against Casper College, where they were getting out hot, finding some three-point range out there. But what was different again? I do believe a timeout called eventually, but what was kind of the talk, or at least the defensive change, to kind of put a little pressure and at least silence them from behind the arc?
Well, the first two possessions of the game, they start off with an offensive rebound on the first one. They kick it out. They hit number two on the top. She hits a three, their best three-point shooter. They come down the second time. We kind of over-rotate out to the wing, watching the playback today, and then they swing it up to the top. And sure enough, we got a hand in her face. She hits a second one. So it's just kind of we should have finished the first possession and had to stop and been pushing the ball. She gets open on the second one. So, she starts the game on a 6-0 run. We leave their best shooter open twice. And once we were able to kind of make some adjustments, we went back to the zone pretty sparingly. We used it a few times. But, you get to a point we just had to lock down, play man-to-man. Girls did a great job of making that adjustment. And then they only hit three of them the rest of the way. So that adjustment paid off pretty well. And the other side of it was, we get down 15-2, and I think the zone, it slowed us down a little bit. But then once we started hitting the ball to the right spots and attacking, we settled in and played really well.
Yeah. I had thoughts last night. I think when we were talking Jay Johnson of Casper, the Lady Thunderbirds, when Latou came out there, and it was like, don't leave this gal open. She's going to murder us all night.
Yeah, it certainly felt like that. It's something that you mentioned at least beforehand, Coach, but do want to at least address it with Gabby O'Connor did miss due to a concussion that was sustained up in Casper against the Lady Thunderbirds. Kind of give us a little update on her. Will we be able to see her coming up this Saturday against Sheridan?
She's doing well. She's gotten through that part of the process where she's been symptom-free. So we're just kind of waiting to have the go-ahead. It's kind of more of a day-to-day thing right now, kind of what she can handle and how she feels. So, we'll get a pretty good feel based on how she does tomorrow. Again, we'll try to kind of ease her into a few drills, and if she can handle it, there's a good chance that we could see her on Saturday.
And I know Megan is a fantastic trainer, but is there an actual – team doctor, or do we take her to Cheyenne Regional Medical Center to have her looked at to get the okay? How does that all go in the protocol?
Yeah, we have a partnership with the regional center here in town. So once they get entered into the protocol, there's certain steps that they have to take to be able to get out of the protocol process. So the big one is being symptom-free, and then from there, again, if she can handle being in practice, and there's a couple other steps to it too. Again, we'll see if she can play on Saturday, but positive outlook for sure for next week.
All right, I'm going to go from positive to a negative side last night in the game. We're still getting worked inside, and whether we're getting out rebounded or we're losing on second, third opportunities, I talked with Courtney after the game. Courtney, I thought, was really stellar for you last night on the defensive side. I know a lot, I can look at Haley. They battle inside, but sometimes it's just a matter of 2, 3, 4 more inches taller than them.
Yeah.
Ja'Kia Wells, she plays like she's a 6'5" kid inside. I mean, she just refuses to be the small, 5'8" or 5'9". But the thing is, we're still having some problems shutting down that inside, especially with the bigger kids.
Yeah, and until you can go out and fill those gaps and recruit those physical bodies that know how to rebound, we're just going to have to continue to send as many people to the boards as possible. We want to run, we want to push the ball, but everybody's got to commit to the rebounding. So again, if it's a 50-50 ball that does get tipped, hopefully we've got somebody there that can go clean it up if it does get tipped out. So again, it's just something that we're probably going to have to continue to scheme to double team some of the post players. But again, if we get everybody to the boards, we've done a pretty decent job of keeping teams off. And the other thing too is, with us having a smaller, quicker team, on the opposite side, we got to continue to crash the offensive glass as well, because we can take advantage of that speed trying to get into gaps. And then, hopefully that offsets some of those putbacks that they might get occasionally on an offensive board.
I think the game that we had last night against Central Wyoming College Lady Rustlers, I thought that was a good comeback game for us after the Lady Thunderbirds, because the Lady Thunderbirds were big.
Yeah.
They were good outside shooters. We'll give them their due. They worked us inside, but we had our moments of, to shine in that contest. But CWC, big, physical, can shoot from the outside. I thought it was a good win for the LCC Lady Golden Eagles last night, but it was one that, it's not an easy night every night you step on the floor, especially in Region 9 play.
Yeah, and what I was probably most impressed about with our girls, we didn't even really shoot the ball that well. We put up 78 points and we shoot 31% from the field, and but we got easier shots in transition. We hit some threes. We got to the free throw line. So again, with us pushing the ball, wearing them out, getting again to the bonus quickly in the quarters, is really what helped us get through the night. And and again, not every game is going to be perfect. You're not going to hit 10 to 15 threes every single night. Again, the previous game I think we had hit 12, and the night before that I think we'd hit 10. So again, it's every night's not going to be a great shooting night. So you got to find other ways to manufacture and be able to get a win.
And every night's not going to be an easy night, especially coming up this Saturday, seeing Sheridan, Lady Generals coming into town. Something that at least we picked your brain on. They were seeing Casper College and eventually lost that contest, but Sheridan College, a good outfit. Very good. Again, above 500 overall. Again, having at least
pretty similar numbers.
Yeah, similar numbers to what LCCC, but just give us a little preview of what to expect from the Lady Generals.
I think they're going to look a lot like what we saw this past Wednesday with Central Wyoming. They've got a couple bigger players. I wouldn't say that they're totally dependent on like a post game inside. They're going to be able to, they're going to work more outside in. So they're going to try and set more ball screens in attack, and they're going to try and do more drive kick stuff to, again, some of their better 3-point shooters. But again, they've been kind of inconsistent. They've been a little up, a little down. Again, it's one of those things where they lost 4 or 5 in a row to some familiar opponents that we've seen. And then again, bounced back with a win over Western Wyoming by 1 point. So when they're shooting the ball, just like any team, they're going to be really tough to play against because they've got good size and speed. But again, I think there's some things that we can do to limit that.
Final thought, and again, good offensive numbers last night by some players, but the lady that we talked to on the defensive side, Courtney Walker, again, she's been struggling scoring, but she has been pretty much consistent on the defensive side. Last night, correct me if I'm wrong, I think 5 steals she had in the contest. You have to be little more satisfied with that defensive play every time you have number four on the court for you.
Yeah, and, you know, four or five steals, great night from her. And, you know, again, you have to find other ways to be productive.
She's got a good anticipation on a pass, yeah, or she's got a good nose for the ball.
Mm-hmm. She puts herself in the right position is a good way to put it. Great IQ in terms of trying to read things from the backside. So, again, if they try and skip it or throw a bounce pass, she's usually in a pretty good spot to try and get that steal. So, you know, and that's what you got to do. If the shots aren't falling, you got to find other ways to be productive. And that was a great effort from Courtney last night.
Coach, good luck to you. We'll talk to you Saturday afternoon. It will be the Lady Golden Eagles and the Lady Generals of Sheridan coming up right here in 1480 K-Ray. On deck, we'll have Haley Anderson, the Clearfield, Utah freshman, coming up right here on 1480 K-Ray.